We have to designate the difference.
All right. Well, what I was thinking about was in curing bacon, you have this rind on the around the edge.
But the rind.
Yeah. And then meat packed in a casing is called what?
You put sauces in the casing.
All right. And the man who cuts meat in town is called a. The man who cuts meat, a meat
he's
cutter.
A meat cutter.
A meat cutter, or. All right. And the. Would you say that again, please? Would you say that again?
Butcher.
Yeah, I was talking. The meat, if meat is left out too long, isn't kept refrigerated, it might.
It'll spoil.
All right. And this is a kind of food made with the meat from a hog's head.
Oh, you're talking about souse?
Okay. And if butter is left out too long, what is that? What happens to butter?
Butter.
Yeah. Butter's
left. It's spoiled, it gets rank, and that's the end of it, as far as I know.
Okay. And now milk, when milk thickens.
It sours, yeah.
Or, and it thickens, when it thickens.
Clabbers, yeah.
Right. And what, you have a name for a kind of cheese that's made of that?
You're talking about cottage cheese?
Right. And if you were, you're working with milk, and you want to get the impurities out of it, and you pour it through something, you say you're doing what to the milk?
That's your mouth straining it, or?
Yeah, that's right. An apple pastry baked in a deep dish. Do you have a name for that, a kind of apple?
Apple sauce?
Well, that's okay, but I was thinking of something more like a pie. A kind of apple pie baked in a...
Oh, I'm raised on apple pies, yeah.
Yeah, in a deep dish, though, if you had a special name.
Not too deep a dish.
No.
I was raised on apple pie.
Mm-hmm. But you didn't have anything made in a deep dish that you can...
Now, you can make a deep dish if you want to. My people didn't use deep dishes.
Okay. Do you have a name for a sweet liquid served with pudding?
What?
A sweet liquid... It might be poured on top of a pudding.
I wouldn't know unless it's a sauce.
Okay. Now, what would that include? What would a sauce include?
I wouldn't know.
All right. Do you have a name for food eaten between meals?
No.
Okay. I mean, if you're going to just eat something between meals, you might say you're going to have a little.
Never had any name for that.
All right. Now. Talking about, you say, in the morning I get up and I what breakfast? I.
So I'm not shaving?
No, breakfast. I.
You want me to say, well, Miss Boxer wouldn't let me say, yeah. I ate breakfast.
Okay. Who is Miss Boxer? Is that your teacher?
I keep calling Miss Boxer, that's my mother.
Oh, I see. You called your mother that?
I called her Miss Boxer.
Oh, I see.
Because those niggers did.
Uh huh. I see.
No, she never did let us eat. And what do you want to say? I'd eaten breakfast?
Well, whichever you'd use, you know.
Huh?
Yes, whichever, how do you spell that, the name you called your mother? Miss,
B-A-R-T-O-W.
I see, was that her?
That was her given name. She was named, her brother went in the army, and he thought so much of General Bartow, who a county up here, you know, that Carlos was named for General Bartow. And there was a word of little Bartos come along.
Is that right?
And so she was Miss Bartow.
I see.
See, the niggers come up, Miss Bartow. So I said, Miss Bartow. You're looking at a sort of a halfway nigger man.
Now, well, that's interesting. It's interesting to see how that that really enlarges your experience and your use of language. Now, something you drink in the morning. Some people drink in the morning a cup of. People have a cup of.
What's talking about?
Have a cup of.
Coffee?
Yeah. And if you're going to prepare this, you'd say, I'm going to what some coffee?